Katie Dineen of the Carroll Tigers joining us here today as we chat about her decision to attend the College of St. Mary's to further her education, of course, and also to play some college basketball. Kennedy, first of all, congratulations on making that decision. Second of all, how good does it feel to finally have it done?
Yeah, it feels really good. It was just a really hard decision, and I'm just really stoked that I picked the right school and I'm ready to get started.
Did school start reaching out to you a little bit your junior year, or when did you start getting noticed by the colleges and start hearing from coaches?
I really started in the middle of my junior season is when I got in contact with most of the coaches, and then kind of the ones I was really interested in contacted me at the beginning of my senior year.
What were you looking at? What were the interests for you, and what colleges were you looking at early in this process?
I really wanted a school that was going to push me ahead in what I wanted to do for a future career. So I was really looking not just in the basketball aspect, but also in that aspect where I was going to get the most out of my education and what's going to put me ahead to the best job I can get. And I was really looking for those schools kind of in a bigger area or even close to a bigger area. Because I wanted to go into journalism and, like, speech pathology and stuff like that. And so living in a bigger place, it gives you more opportunities for internships and job opportunities in the future. And so I was really looking for those type of schools.
It sounds like the education part of it was more of a pull than the athletic part of where you wanted to go.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Walker talks a lot about, you know, when I said I really wanted to go there, he said over and over, are you sure, like, this is the school you want to go to? And I made it pretty clear that that's kind of what pulled my decision. And I love the basketball program and everything like that, but at the end of the day, I am going to school there. And I was just really looking for a school that was going to feel like home as well as a basketball team, too.
Now, you told me that, you know, back at the beginning of the basketball season, so when you really got kind of hardcore into this decision, you broke it down to two schools, eventually College of St. Mary's, of course, one of those. But how many schools were you still kind of looking at and looking at you way back at the beginning of the basketball season this senior year?
At the beginning of my senior year, I was looking a lot at Simpson and Mount Marty and a little bit of Dakota Westland. And some of Northwestern, but I really had it narrowed down at the end to Simpson, Mount Marty, and College of St. Mary didn't reach out to me until after my last game, actually. We played Lewis Central, and Coach Walker was there, and he watched me play, and then I went to one of their games to actually watch Mount Marty, and he ended up contacting me after the game, so that was pretty cool.
How much pressure was there those last couple of weeks, and how much discussion did you have with your family, or did you do a lot of this on your own?
There was a lot of pressure, I feel like. I just didn't want to miss out on any opportunities, and I just wanted to pick the best school that I could possibly pick for me and one that I felt like their basketball program could do better with me on it, too. And my dad and my mom kind of just talked me through it a lot, and even so, I talked a lot with my brother because he knows about this process, and they kind of just calmed me down a bit and told me that it's kind of just my choice and I don't have to worry about what other people think, and so that helped me really narrow it down.
Does sound like you got an opportunity to visit most of the schools, if not all, that you were interested in?
Yeah, I did get to visit all of them, which was nice.
What were some of your favorite memories about each of the campuses, and what stood out for you about College of St. Mary's?
I really liked all the campuses I visited. I could see myself at all of them. The opportunities at every school I visited were endless, and they all stood out to me. Simpson stood out to me a lot. I mean, they had a lot for journalism and everything like that, being so close to Des Moines. With College of St. Mary being in Omaha, and right next to UNO, it gave me a lot of opportunities to, after I finished my basketball career, after that 4 years, I could go to UNO and get my master's in speech pathology. So that kind of stood out to me, along with just the people. I mean, I just felt so welcomed, and everyone just wanted me to be there, it felt like. And the girls just, I fit in with the girls a lot. I think we have, like, the same quirky personality, and I'm just really excited to start with them and get to know everyone. And it's a really small school, which I kind of like, so you know everyone and you're comfortable. And the student-teacher ratio is 11 to 1, which is really nice, so I'll get the most out of my education.
How much are you going to like being in kind of the Omaha area? You wanted bigger. That's about as big as you get here within a few hours of home.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty different. Luckily, the school, College of St. Mary, is really small. It's an all-girls college, and it has about 1,000 people, so it's really small, but you also get that big city feel, which is nice. So you're in a small campus, but as soon as you leave, you can go different places, eat different places. I'm just really excited to be in a bigger place where I can do more things.
How surprised are you? Because when I was talking with you before the interview, College of St. Mary's, as you said, kind of jumped into this late. You knew about the school. Your dad had coached and was an AD there. So how much does it surprise you to end up the same place that your dad was once at?
It surprised me a lot. Both the colleges I was looking at the end, Mount Marty and College of St. Mary, both my parents went to Mount Marty, and my dad, obviously, you just said he coached and was the AD at College of St. Mary. And so both of those colleges I knew were going to have a little bit of my family in it. And so I really enjoyed that aspect, kind of living that legacy with my parents. And like you said, College of St. Mary jumped out at me late in the season. And it's funny because that's kind of what happened with my brother, too. He wasn't really expecting Wayne State to that, too. So it's always the people you don't expect to be your choice, I guess.
Those conversations with Coach Walker, what did you guys talk about? How does he feel like you fit in? How do you feel like you fit into their style of play? And what is their style of play?
Talking with Coach Walker, we have the same kind of style of play as we did on my team at Carroll. He really sees me as that athletic player that's going to just be able to run up and down the court and do as much as I can in that aspect. I'm a quicker athlete, which is nice to have, and I'm pretty lengthy, so he kind of talks about what positions I'd play and where I'd play and where he kind of sees me. And so the way he talked that into it, it got me really excited to start playing.
What are they going to use you as, a two guard, a three guard? They're going to put you at the point guard role. What roles do you think you'll be able to fill?
Coach Walker kind of talked about like a small forward, two or three. I probably won't be the point guard. They have a couple of recruits coming in that are the point guard. And so, I mean, he kind of mentioned that I could probably play anywhere on defense, which is nice because of my length and where in that kind of aspect. And so I guess we'll just see. I assume I'll be a two or three, though.
Well, I tell you what, is this a team that wants, it sounds like we get out and run, shoot threes, that fits you so well. Where are you most comfortable and where do you feel like you need to get better as a player?
I really want to get, I've been working a lot right now on my three range. Obviously in college it's a little farther out, and so I'm fine driving and getting contact and all that. I just want to work more on shooting those threes and so that they're almost perfection, and I'm just looking just to get better in that way.
Kennedy, you've mentioned speech pathology, if I can get the words out of my mouth, and journalism are two things that you want to go to school for. What do you want to do with those majors, and where do you hope to end up someday?
Speech pathology just recently has come to my mind of something I want to do. I hope to possibly work with, if I do that, if I choose that as my position, I hope to work with probably younger children, maybe even in the special ed department, and working with like speech and that and learning to talk and stuff like that. And so I'll also have to learn like American Sign Language, and I'll have to do some psychology classes for that. And then with journalism, I'd really like to either be a sports broadcaster or maybe even write for like a magazine, like a bigger magazine, which is why Omaha is kind of perfect because it's that bigger feel. And so, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations on getting the decision done. Appreciate you joining us here today, and best of luck on having a great career.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Kennedy Lean again, the former Carroll Tiger, heading to the College of St. Mary again to play basketball and, of course, further her education.